With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. What President Trump describes as one big, beautiful bill could come to a vote later today in the House. It's a budget bill that would advance major elements of the Trump agenda, including more money for border security and an extension of the Trump tax cuts due to expire. House Speaker Mike Johnson is working to round up the necessary Republican votes, while the Democrats, they stand united against the bill. The president endorses the latest candidate to announce a gubernatorial bid in the Buckeye State.
The Ohio governor's race is heating up with biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy jumping into the 2026 race. Republican Governor Mike DeWine is term limited. The Cincinnati-born former presidential candidate joins the Republican primary field a month after the former lieutenant governor John Husted was appointed to fill Vice President J.D. Vance's Senate seat. Husted's backers will be looking to switch their allegiance. Other Republican candidates include Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost and Heather Hill, a black entrepreneur from Appalachia. On the Democratic side is Dr. Amy Acton, the former state health director. I'm Jennifer King.
Democrats are facing a lack of enthusiasm among donors dismayed over the party's 2024 losses.
Many Democrat supporters say they're frustrated by the way the Biden administration secured their support on the premise Joe Biden could once again defeat Donald Trump, and say that the later switch to Kamala Harris left the party flat-footed. Still smarting over the failures, one anonymous donor complained to The Hill, quote, "They want us to spend money, and for what? For no message, no organization, no forward thinking." Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis launching a state version of DOGE on a mission similar to that of the Trump Department of Government Efficiency. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 62 points, the NASDAQ off 309 points. This is SRN News. Are you ready for the Collegiate Day of Prayer?
This Thursday, February 27th, thousands of Christians will take time to pray for 250 million students on the campuses of more than 1,100 U.S. colleges and universities. The Collegiate Day of Prayer has been going and growing since 2009 and is reminiscent of a similar effort launched by churches in the early 19th century. Anybody who wants to get involved can visit collegiatedayofprayer.org for all the details, including prayer guides and other resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia senators have voted to dismantle one of the nation's strictest school vaccination policies. Lawmakers have approved an exemption for families who believe required inoculations go against their religious or philosophical beliefs. If approved by the House, the bill expected to be signed into law by Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey. He has made allowing religious exemptions of vaccines a priority of his administration. This is SRN News. Apple has some big plans for the U.S., the tech giant announcing plans to spend more than $500 billion in the United States over the next 4 years, including the hiring of 20,000 people. Apple is also planning a new server factory in Texas. Where does a bull go when he's on the lam? Apparently, anywhere he wants to.
A Scottish Highland bull has been roaming for over a month after escaping from its confines. Animal control officer Lee Soule in Kent, Connecticut, says local residents have reported sporadic sightings of the bull in the past week, but no one's been able to catch it. Soule says the bull seems scared as it roams about in frigid winter weather. The bull's owner says efforts to find it are continuing. Scottish Highland cattle are known as a hardy breed that can live outside year-round. Keith Peters reporting.
The Dow is down a fraction of a point. More details, SRNNews.com.